To trace the origins of the novel Tell Everything, I must go back to the summer of 1995, when I lived in the High Park area of Toronto. Police were tracking a voyeur in the neighborhood. Body parts had surfaced in one of High Park's lower ponds. The Bernardo trial had begun. Murder used to fascinate me. I started with the pulpy horror of Stephen King and Alfred Hitchcock's magazine, then graduated to binging on true crime. When Paul Bernardo's murder trial started, I followed it every day. Unlike most of my friends, though, I couldn't stop reading about it. It stayed with me. That same summer, I saw an art installation in Vermont by a sculptor named Ellen Driscoll. She had created a life-sized pod inspired by a slave narrative written by a woman who had escaped slavery in the southern U.S. and lived for 7 years in an attic. From that time of fear and seeing that installation, my character Pauline came about. Pauline, although she identifies herself as a writer, is a sculptor in that she creates her own container, which is essentially an art installation in her home. She is fascinated with containment and with captivity. The novel Tell Everything is about a young woman, Pauline, who moves with her father from the Haliburton area in Ontario to a suburb near Toronto. She meets Ramona Hawkes and quickly becomes friends with her. As the friendship develops, the two share their morbid fascinations and end up acting them out. As I wrote Tell Everything, a single question drove me forward. What happens when a young woman gets willingly involved with a female predator? Ramona Hawkes is a female predator. Pauline doesn't know this when she becomes her friend, but at some point she does know, and she continues to go further with her. Pauline struggles with the effects of trauma in the wake of what happened with Ramona, but she is active and strong, and she faces events on her own terms, however publicly. This novel has changed me. Writing it has given me a way of living inside questions about victims and consent, this discomfort and fear. I have come up hard against the worst inside myself as I've learned to seek the best. Murder has released its hold on me, at least for now. I have a better understanding of the power and sexuality behind these crimes and these relationships, as well as a sense of how sex binds to fear. Fear of who you are and who you want, and fear of what you'll do to stay inside what you call love.